Ireland is about to become the first country to emerge from the international bailouts led by the European Union in the wake of the financial crisis there. Like other European countries, Ireland has been in a period of austerity, higher taxes and cutbacks. But one sector of the economy was protected through all of that, and that was the nation's technology industry. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
One tech company with offices in Ireland made big headlines earlier this year, Apple. Though the company's been in Ireland for 30 years, it drew attention when it came to light that Apple kept 70% of its profits under the umbrella of its Irish subsidiary. In May, Apple CEO Tim Cook was grilled by Senator John McCain.
The relationship between Apple and the Irish government is still there today, and we built up a sizable population.
I say with respect, given the tax rate that you are paying in Ireland, I'm sure you have a very close relationship.
Ireland's corporate tax rate is 12.5% as compared to over 30% in the U.S. And Irish policy has loopholes that make it possible for companies like Apple to pay almost nothing. Ireland is doing everything it can to let the tech companies of the world know it's open for business. That's the NASDAQ opening bell, which was rung in Dublin to kick off the largest tech conference in Europe. And the person ringing that bell is Enda Kenny, Ireland's prime minister.
We are the most open economy in the Western world, and we celebrate our pro-business ethos and environment without hesitation.
With financial support from the government, the tech conference brought together business leaders and journalists, including me, to Ireland. If you ask tech entrepreneurs if it's Ireland's low tax rate that brings them here, on the record they say it's just one item on a checklist which includes an army of Irish officials ready to help startups.
Our engineers, they love them because they take them out for whiskey crawls and pub crawls and all these different things.
That's Mikkel Svane, the CEO of Zendesk, a startup with its home office in San Francisco. Zendesk makes software that helps companies with customer support. Svane says Zendesk just chose Ireland to be its European headquarters.
And there's just a lot of like experience here because they have attracted over the years so many tech companies. So they have them in the machine rolling and they're prepared for companies like us. They know what we need.
The people who know what Svane needs are usually with Ireland's Industrial Development Agency, or IDA. The IDA helps foreign companies set up in Ireland. Barry O'Dowd heads its emerging business division. He spoke with me, surprised, while taking some American entrepreneurs on a pub crawl.
We help the companies when they're here, and we get them sort of locked into the economy. So we work with them on R&D agendas, for instance. We've got a grant and aid support program where we can give them support financially.
Though two-thirds of the hires by foreign firms go to people who are not Irish, O'Dowd says the company's presence there helps spawn other local jobs. According to O'Dowd, IDA's recent efforts to attract newer companies like Zendesk have created between 2,000 and 3,000 new positions. Ireland competes with other European countries to draw tech investment, Amsterdam, Berlin, London. But Jennifer Schenker, who publishes Informalo, a magazine that covers the global tech industry, says Ireland stands out.
I would say that they are, bar none, the most proactive government in Europe in trying to attract tech companies of all sizes here to Ireland.
But beyond that, she says Ireland is creating an ecosystem. Ireland's workforce is highly educated and young. 50% of the population is under 35. Often, young Irish techies start work at a foreign company and then leave to do their own startup.
And this is unique to all of Europe. Some of Silicon Valley's most famous angel investors are investing in very early stage companies based in Dublin that have been founded by Irish entrepreneurs.
Certainly, the Irish hope that someday a company the size of Google or Apple will emerge from its startup scene. But one critic of the government is a former entrepreneur turned angel investor, Chris Horn. He says homegrown businesses face a steeper tax bill than foreign ones. If a company goes public, Irish entrepreneurs pay a capital gains rate of over 30% on their profits.
And what drives places like Silicon Valley and indeed Boston and New York is the growth of companies and then their sale and then the reinvestment of those profits and proceeds into the next company.
Meanwhile, in the wake of growing international pressure to raise its corporate tax rate, the Irish government closed a loophole. But experts say it won't affect big companies like Apple. And executives at least a few companies told me off the record that it was the low tax rate that kept them in Ireland. And while other countries and cities around the world may criticize the Irish, its officials say the combination of low taxes and government support is building a tech industry that's helping to lift it out of the economic doldrums. Laura Seidel, NPR News.